Hello and welcome to HW Editorial with me, Sujit Nair. Here you can listen to my views, my analysis. Follow this podcast to stay updated. At HW News, we have been delivering news that matters to you. Our goal is to present you with information that stimulates conversations around topic of larger public importance that often gets lost in primetime shows. Namaskar. Welcome to another episode of Editorial. Very interesting topic today. The Supreme Court says that this is murder of democracy. They were referring to the Punjab mayoral election, that is the Chandigarh mayoral election. Let's talk about that. Also, I have one more topic today and I want to talk about Atishi and the police notice she got. That's my topic number two. Let's get right into the show. Okay, so the story starts when they were voting their mayors for Chandigarh Municipal Corporation. Acha, hota ye hai ki Chandigarh Municipal Corporation, there were 36 votes, out of which 16 vote went to Bharatiya Janata Party, 12 went to Congress and AAP, and 8 votes were counted invalid. Now, invalid why? Because invalid because there were 2 tick marks in those 8 votes. Now, Congress and AAP crowd fouled saying that yeah, aadmi, the election officer, that presiding officer, was the one who marked it double. And there are videos, I'm sure you are seeing it on your screen. He's looking at the camera and he's tick marking. So, double tick. And clearly, it was a fraud. So, 8 he counted it as invalid and named the Bharatiya Janata Party person as the mayor. I think, absolutely gross misuse of power. That to election commission. Something, a body that is supposed to guard our democracy. Khair, jo bhi hai, the court didn't take it lightly, but then court also, let me tell you, normally in the first instance that their sound bites are normally very, very powerful and very good. And in this case also, what the court said was very, very scathing. The court said, is this the way he conducts elections? This is mockery of democracy. The court said, this is murder of democracy. The man should be prosecuted. This is none other than the Chief Justice of India, D.Y. Chandrachud. Now, like always, our Chief Justice of India, Mr. D.Y. Chandrachud, his initial dialogues are always quite powerful and very impactful. But judgment, one has to wait and watch. What is the judgment? Normally, the judgment doesn't have that same impact and the call of justice that possibly the statements have. That's what my opinion is. That's my view is. But the court has ordered that the entire record of the mayor election should be sequestered. And sequestered means collected. All the records should be collected and kept in one place. So sequestered and kept with the Punjab Haryana High Court Registrar General, and the ballot and videography be preserved. The Deputy Commissioner of the Chandigarh Union Territory, who is having possession of the record at present, should hand over them to the High Court Registrar General by today 5 p.m. Today 5 p.m. means Monday 5 p.m. This is what the order read. So, he went on to say that the court is appalled to see behavior of the presiding officer. Why is he looking at the camera and running like a fugitive? The Chief Justice of India asked. Look at it. See that shot again. The man is looking at the camera and one can clearly see that he is visiting with it. Ab hua kya hai ki what happens is, see, why was this invalid? Is because you normally are supposed to do one tick. So, if you do more than one tick, then obviously the ballot is invalid, isn't it? That's what happened here. Now, in electoral, in elections like where there is no direct election of from the people, normally even today, they use ballot papers. Okay, for instance, for a Lok Sabha election or assembly election, you or even for a corporation election, you use EVM machines, our famous EVM machines. Okay, but for as in indirect elections, where it is the elected member who is electing somebody, they normally use ballot papers. Like ballot papers are used for presidential elections, Rajya Sabha members. Ballot paper is used for mayoral elections, where it is the corporators who are electing. So that's the funda. That's how it actually works. So here you are, 36 papers, 8 paper invalid. 12 goes to Congress, 16 goes to BJP. BJP member made the mayor. And the mayor, of course, like I told you, AAP and Congress cried foul. Now, before I get into my next topic, let me also tell you, this is not the first time it has happened. Okay, you remember 2016, during the Rajya Sabha elections in Haryana, the then Congress MLA, Randeep Surjewala's ballot was among the 14 votes rejected after he showed it to another MLA instead of his party authorized agents. The election was won by BJP-backed independent candidate Subhash Chandra. And while the Congress-backed candidate R.K. Anand lost elections. So this had happened when Surjewala had shown his, after voting, he had shown his ballot paper to another person from Congress, saying that, Baba, maine Congress ko hi vote kiya. Possibly that is what he was trying to show. So he showed it and that was taken as invalid. You know, in 2017, interesting. In 2017, if you remember, Congress MLAs cross-voted and voted for Bharatiya Janata Party. And the poll panel held the MLAs guilty and concluded that they had showed the ballot paper to the then BJP President Amit Shah, who was present in Gujarat Assembly at the time of voting. So our Congress MLAs, they went and showed their ballot papers to Amit Shah, possibly saying that, listen, you know, we have voted for BJP. So they showed it to Amit Shah. So even that was held invalid. This was for Ahmed Patel's election, if you remember, 2017. So it has happened before, but in all these cases, it was showing somebody the ballot paper and all that. Here, tick mark by tick mark. The election commission, the presiding officer put another tick mark and ensured that Bharatiya Janata Party won. You know what is sad? What is sad is the person who is supposed to be the watchdog for our democracy, the department that is supposed to be the watchdog for our democracy, that is the election commission, were the same that killed and is throttling our democracy. Election commission has taken no steps. And now the court has said all the lot of things like they normally do. They said a lot of things. One has to say whether this man is prosecuted, whether, you know, democracy is reinstated and whether a proper formal election is conducted and the rightful person becomes the mayor. One has to wait and watch. And you know what is the second part of the story? The second part of the story is Solicitor General of India, Tushar Mehta, contended that the video only showed one side picture and urged the court that they should only take a comprehensive view after seeing the entire record. The Solicitor General of India, who represents all of us, who represents the democracy, is defending the person who you decide. You are seeing the videos, you decide. Is defending the person who possibly has throttled our democracy. Our Solicitor General. Our India's Solicitor General, who is supposed to represent all of us, who is supposed to be all our representative when it comes to court, and who is supposed to, again, guard the democracy, which gave him that designation called Solicitor General. Because it's the democracy and our constitution that gave him that position. So that's the sad part of the story. This is my story number one. Let's get into story number two. Okay, now Atishi Marlina, the finance minister of Delhi and senior leader of AAP, she got a notice from the Delhi police. The notice read that an inquiry is being conducted by crime branch on the complaint received in the respect of the allegation made by you that BJP has offered 25 crores each for sitting MLAs of AAP for leaving the party to join Bharatiya Janata Party. The allegations were posted by you, that is Ms. Arlina, on X, that is former Twitter, on January 27th. The plain reading of the said tweet indicates that you have privy to certain information regarding the commission of a cognizable offence. Therefore, you are hereby requested to provide answers to the question enclosed herewith by 5th of February. This is what the notice she got. She said, of course, Delhi police officers gave me a funny notice. The notice is neither an FIR nor a summons, nor does it have any provisions of CRPC, PMLA or Prevention of Corruption Act. After 48 hours of gimmick in front of media, the crime branch just gave us these notices and left. This is what she said. See, what the police are saying, that you did the tweet and you wrote a tweet, you tweeted saying that 25 crores have been given to or have been offered to AAP MLAs and all that. So, which means that you are aware of this cognizable crime. So, come and tell us what this cognizable crime is. And, you know, we got a complaint. So, we wanted to come and help us or come and tell us what this, how do you know and what proof do you have that these kind of monies were offered. Are they right? Yeah, I mean, they're right. If there is a complaint and they're investigating it, right. Very correct. But you know what the problem is? The problem is slightly funny. You see, the Prime Minister of India, Sri Narendra Modi, had said that he knows or is aware that 70,000 crores had exchanged hands in NCP just before NCP split and Ajit Pawar joined him. He made a speech there.
Agar main NCP ki baat karun, to NCP par bhi kareeb kareeb 70,000 crore rupiye ke ghotalon ka aarop hai. महाराष्ट्र स्टेट कोऑपरेटिव बैंक घोटाला, महाराष्ट्र सिंचाई घोटाला, अवैध खनन घोटाला, इनकी लिस्ट भी बहुत लंबी है. इन पार्टियों के घोटालों का मीटर कभी डाउन ही नहीं होता. मैं तो कहूंगा कि बीजेपी के किसी कार्यकर्ता को कोशिश करनी चाहिए कि इन पार्टियों का घोटाला मीटर बनाने की एक बढ़िया, आप में से जो इनोवेटिव हो ना, बढ़िया इनके घोटालों का मीटर बढ़ा दीजिए.
अच्छा, why is Delhi police not going there and asking the Prime Minister, you know about this? No, 70,000 crores of money have been exchanged. So, give, come, this is the notice, come and tell us, how do you know it? Are same, no? Same, no? So, if you can ask Atishi Marlina, you can ask the Prime Minister also. You should ask the Prime Minister also. Fair, hai. Democracy, hai. At least till now, till 5 o'clock today, democracy. So, shouldn't that be also valid? Shouldn't the Prime Minister also be asked? And all the people who are throwing allegations in different parties, that party is corrupt, this party is corrupt, don't you think all of them should be given notices and called and said, tum malunga to batao na? Delhi police, what they said is absolutely correct. If you have knowledge about a cognizable crime, come report it to us. So, the only question I ask is, why is this selective investigation? Investigation should be equal. Everybody, if at all there is a cognizable crime in the country, that person should be investigated, or whoever is aware of it should be investigated. That's the question I wanted to ask you, and that's my topic number two, short but kind of important and pertaining. Till I see you next time, that's tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Namaskar.
Stay ahead with our Cutting Edge News app. Instantly access the latest shorts in just 1 minute and breaking news in just 50 words. Download now for a smarter, faster news experience.
If you like this episode, please rate us with 5 stars right now. HW News Podcast are available on BingePods and all other audio platforms. Also, don't miss to check out our news reports from the house of HW News Podcast. We are sure you will love it too.